Hey everybody, thanks for listening. This is Michael Engel from the Kansas City Baseball Vault. We've got a special series of podcasts for you right now, all broadcast from Kelly's Westport Inn at the All-Star Game Watch Party. We figured with six Royals in the game and Ned Yost managing that it was a good time to get a lot of people out to Kelly's, a lot of new Royals fans that we may not have met before or talked to before. We also talked with David Leske from Pine Tar Press. We talked with Craig Brown from Royals Authority. We also talked to Max Reaper from Royals Review. Some of the topics included the All-Star Game, All-Star Voting, All-Star Memories, and the Royals in the second half. So I really hope that you guys enjoy this. As always, big thanks to Kelly's for putting us up. They gave us a lot of space and a lot of support to put on this event. And thank you guys for listening, for turning out, and bringing your friends out to Kelly's Westport Inn. We really, really appreciate it.
Baseball is America's national pastime, and 1973 provides a significant milestone with the 40th year of All-Star Game competition. Brand new Royal Stadium in Kansas City's Harry S. Truman Sports Complex is the attractive setting for this year's game. Hosting this All-Star occasion are Mr. and Mrs. Ewing Kauffman. And with a stadium record crowd of almost 41,000 streaming in, everything certainly is up to date in Kansas City.
I don't know, I forgot how to start one of these things.
You want to start it? You want me to? What do you want to do?
I got you set up.
The Royal Man Report. They even have a sponsor now.
It was Kelly's Westport Inn.
With? The great guys from the Royal Man Report.
Oh, yes. Casey Royal Man and his wacky crew were there.
Michael Engel.
They call themselves the Kings of Kauffman.
Chris Kamler, who is the producer.
All right, stand by.
And Troy Olson. And now, the Royal Man Report.
Which is this group of Royals fans, like three or four of them, and they are kind of clinically insane.
And welcome into the Kansas City Baseball Vault, brought to you by Kelly's Westport Inn, where we are actually here right now as we record this. And if you can believe it, that was from the old Royal Man Report days. Fake Ned himself, Chris Kamler, is here. He dug that up from, I don't know where you found that.
Yeah,
there
actually,
it is.
I don't think that my laptop's been on since the last time we recorded a show.
That could possibly
that
be it.
So I think it was just still up. Well, that was pretty cool. We got a couple other treats at some point in time.
I think you forgot me in that open, though. I didn't want to bring it up yet, but I thought, you know, it might be necessary.
You weren't born yet, were you?
Was I not? I could be. It could very well be.
The Royals
but
still
I did
had
see that,
Harvey.
I did see that Mizzou sticker on your laptop, so it makes sense that you wouldn't touch it for quite a long time.
Right there, Mizzouaholic.
I actually thought that said University of Missouri alcoholic, which still made sense, but
sure.
Yeah. Either way, ladies and gentlemen, it is here. All-Star Game. We are here at Kelly's Westport Inn. Mike, we've got all kinds of people here already.
Already.
Got a good crowd coming. So,
these are the people who skipped work early to beat rush hour traffic to get out here at Kelly's Westport Inn.
To watch six Kansas City Royals in the All-Star Game, most since 1982. We're watching history, folks. Royals history, which is the best kind in my opinion. But I'm a little biased, I suppose.
It's
so
true.
How's everybody doing tonight? We're just kind of winding up to the game here, watching, you know, trying to drown out as much Joe Buck as possible with as little feedback as possible. How's everybody doing?
I'm pretty good. It's a Tuesday. I mean, we're already getting people out here, and it's just we're going up on a Tuesday. That's what we're doing.
Royals going up on a Tuesday. What? I'm drunk, by the way. I should probably mention that early.
Straight vodka.
Sorry,
in that
straight
glass
vodka is what I'm drinking.
It's only 6 o'clock.
I just went right back into the old routine. Why you guys, you know, after the rehab, I just couldn't
like
produce the show anymore.
It's like you never left.
Like I never left.
But it is good to have you back. We've got hopefully a fun show. We'll grab some faces from the crowd, see if we can't have them come on and talk a little bit, and hopefully we'll have pretty good turnout. It's already looking good so far.
A lot of blue.
Mm-hmm. There'll be a lot of blue in this game with
right away,
the aforementioned six Royals, plus basically the entire coaching staff as well.
Hey, did Alex Gordon make the trip?
He did not. He is staying in Kansas City he's getting laser treatment for that torn groin.
Does he need help massaging his groin?
There have been many suitors already, and there are a series of trials that you have to undergo.
The Gordon trials, we shall call them.
The Gordon trials. You have to complete the Gordon workout, and then you might be considered.
I would like to go work on the wall.
It's actually the next Gordon sequel Wall. To the Maze Runner movie is the Gordon Trials, the what Gordon it's called. Trials. And then the winner, of course, gets to massage his groin. So I'd start the training now, and by the time these roll around, we can, you know.
By the time you're done,
we'll be in your
back.
Corner on this.
Alcides Escobar in the vaunted second leadoff position.
Yes. That's, nice that's what I've always called
nice
it.
This little troll job by Ned Yost there.
Yes.
And I did read today that I don't know all of the rules of the All-Star game. There are several.
They make them
they're
up.
They're fake. They don't exist.
By the seventh inning, they've changed it to Calvin Ball.
There is a special rule saying that if
you dispensation.
you carry two catchers, and if one of them becomes incapacitated or is otherwise unable to fulfill his duties,
Miss USA pageant.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Is what it is.
You can re-enter, like in 12 and under baseball. You can re-enter someone, and Alcides Escobar has been named the player for which you could re-enter for.
So re-entry is always a good thing.
Which means he's going to score the game-winning run, and AL's going to get home field advantage in the World Series, and all the hand-wringing will be for nothing.
You know, after a couple drinks at Kelly's, I usually kind of go straight for re-entry.
And hand-wringing.
Hand-wringing and re-entry. That's your specialty, if I remember.
Yes, it is. Oh, yes, it is.
Good thing this place is 21 and over.
Yes.
Yes, sorry, folks. Sorry, kids. I know... You guys picked up a much younger audience after I left the show.
Yeah, we were did. Finally able to shed the old yes. person lament, yes. and yes. my teen heartthrob status could fully come to life.
You dropped Troy, and let's face it, Troy was 78 years old. The poor man walked around on a cane. It was bad.
Lord.
And then me.
Mm-hmm. And then you.
With working blue the way I am. So,
hey, you know, it... You gave us a basement, and we'll always have that.
We'll always have a basement.
We'll always have the basement. Don't ever forget.
Right.
Hashtag never forget.
Those STDs
right?
never go away. You can take
no, they
pills
don't.
For them, but
you can take pills. But
it's not. They're never. They're always with you.
No.
I have a couple questions about the All-Star game.
Okay.
This is obviously the most Royals ever to be part of an All-Star game. What is the major league record of which I'm sure you're aware?
I don't have an answer for you.
That jumps right off
Uh-oh.
The bat.
I don't have an answer for that.
I've actually thought about looking that up and haven't.
Do I win Lynch at Jazz or something now? Or
Lynch at Jazz.
I don't know how these podcast things work, but...
well, I would bet it would be one of those years where Yankees and Red Sox always dominated the voting and were winning teams.
What was the year... that they changed the rule with the first place, Cincinnati, the 70s, Big Red Machine, and they had five starters or whatever.
The voting, yeah. It was before that. It was 67?
I wrote a freaking article about
where
it.
Where there was – well, that's bad. See, I'm trying to go off the top of my head in my analog world. And the it was the Reds. They stuffed the ballot. They would have entry to certain movies and restaurants where you had to submit – a completed ballot for all Reds.
Yep.
No shit.
Yeah, they would do that.
That's back in the day where it was legit paper, too. Michael Engel would have felt right at home.
It was legitimate ballot box stuffing at that point. So
This wasn't go get a new email address.
They also published in the paper the ballot so that, you know, you had it at your house. You didn't have to go out to the game
naturally.
Or get it. And they had it at bars, and they wouldn't serve you drinks. Until or they would give you free drinks if you submitted certain ballots, and they got, I think they got seven.
They had eight elected starters. Yeah. The only one who was not elected was, or no, it was seven out of eight because the pitcher would be hitting. The one who did not was Stan Musial.
Right.
And then the commissioner's office stepped in. They put in Willie Mays and Hank Aaron, who had not been voted to start. Imagine that in the middle of the 60s that Willie Mays and Hank Aaron were not elected to an All-Star game.
Strange.
Yes.
That's what it took, and then they stripped the voting ability away from the
fans. For like 10 years.
Yeah, and then interest in the game really faded, and it came back as kind of a way to get fans into the game.
Oh, what do we have here?
Friend PSA Press just showed up with some really cool gear.
Some more giveaway swag here.
Look at that! Look at the side of that.
My Lord.
That's sexy.
So we got
this
some
fantastic
cool hats, some shirts.
Here, Brandon, jump on a mic over here.
Get over here.
Oh, man,
here, how cool is that?
That is extremely cool.
Man, you can't see it, but we're looking at an awesome, maybe if you're listening to this, you won one, but fantastic T-shirt with the All-Star Watch Party logo with Kelly's on it. We're going to put this in front right here.
The best thing about these hats that just showed up is that the bill is actually curved.
Oh, it's pre-curved.
Like a human being is supposed to wear their hat.
Yes.
I don't do that flat bill, correct?
No.
Flat bill. None of the flat
bill. Taylor probably knows what I'm talking about kids and the stupid flat bills. I want to smack kids when they have some self-respect.
I've gone into the Majestic store at the game, gotten around with some teenagers, looked around, just grabbed one off, started bending the bill and watching them like, oh my God, what is he doing to those hats?
Just rogue bending.
Man,
remember
they used to sell the little the rubber band plastic things. You could snap it in and it would hold it overnight and break your bill in for you.
This is the old glove method of.
Yeah.
It around with your glove.
I used to sit on the couch, put it under the cushion.
Yeah.
Sit on it for 4 hours. You had to oil it in. They're all just broken in now.
It's a strange,
kids, they'll
strange
never
world.
Understand, you know?
No, those are very cool.
Kids these days. Those are awesome. Thank you so much. Why don't you do a little plug for the company here?
I work for Freestyle Graphics downtown Lee Summit.
He does awesome work. He's done tons of stuff for us.
The vault
logos,
the watch party logo,
merchandise. I'm wearing our collared shirt.
Yeah,
that
was for the All Star game.
Yeah, for the All Star game when it was here in KC. Mm-hmm. So
yeah,
we've worked with him for years.
The front of the hat and goes, man, you set up a whole new logo. I was like, no, this logo is two or three years old at this point.
Yeah,
it's still awesome. Though. So if you ever need any of that work done, contact PSA Prez on Twitter. He can help you out.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
I'm going to hand the mic back to the camera.
So wait a second.
That's probably a bad idea.
Just to be clear, you would go up to people in public places and accost them in order to bend their hats.
Not the hats they were wearing, the hats that they had on display.
Oh, okay. That's an important distinction. Yeah. I mean, I've been kicked out of a lot of retail establishments, so I just wanted to be clear.
One of those is assault, I think.
Yeah, I mean, it's not good.
I would pick a hat that they were admiring on the nice wall of what they wanted to buy, and I would let me just grab that hat and see how that looks in the mirror. Let me bend that bill right so it looks good. The mortified look on their faces is always pleasant.
That's good. It's nice job. You do fantastic work. You did the Sung Woo hats, and you're always... Or the shirts, Sunward shirts. I mean, you're always. Don't worry about me. I'm
little man crush.
Heavily intoxicated. I do. I have an inappropriate man crush. Do we want to do? I guess we don't have time to do the Batman Superman thing.
We got time.
Not really.
We got time.
We got time.
Ingles like no, we don't have any time.
Nope.
What time's the game start? What time's it actually start?
No, I don't know. 6:30.
I just knew we were setting up at 6.
I just
started at 6:30. I thought it started at 7.
I just don't. Here's my problem with this.
Lay it on me.
Superman has a bad enough rep anyway. Now you've made him the bad guy in the movie. It's not okay. I'm not okay with it.
You know,
I'm not okay with it.
They didn't exactly look like they were painting Batman in the best light in the trailer either, to be honest.
He pulls the thing off the bat signal, and so I read something today, is that the thing that was written, the costume in the case.
Yeah, yeah, Brandon and I were talking about this.
Is that Robin's? Is that Robin's outfit?
And it was...
It'd be the Jason Todd Robin if they follow continuity.
Yeah, and it was like ha 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 written something.
Ha ha ha, the joke's on you. Batman.
Joke's on you, yeah.
Take a powder, Engel.
Engel, you can go get a drink. You can go get a drink if you want.
I don't know what's going on.
I watched it again today, and I just, I'm incensed. I'm absolutely beside myself.
But if
he destroyed in half of the city, what do you?
Right, Superman did 9/11.
There we are. There it is.
He destroyed Wayne Financial.
Our first 9/11 drop, and it's only not even 6:30.
The thoughts and views expressed on this podcast are that.
Yeah, are those of
it's not okay.
The fake net on Twitter.
It's not okay.
No,
I'm sorry.
But
God bless America.
The thing that
if it makes you feel any better, I'm almost 100% confident there will be no winner in the versus fight.
Yes, it's going to end with they'll touch butts at the end.
Okay, well,
that's
then,
how it's
you know
gonna
what?
End.
Now I am going to go watch this.
They're going to be Salvador Perez and Lorenzo Cain.
Yeah, they'll be doing Instagram videos.
What was that?
Together.
Ambiguously gay duo?
Yes.
Why did I immediately know what you were talking about? What is wrong with me?
There it
not
is.
Not okay. All right, anyway, back to our regular scheduled podcast.
Back to our regular schedule.
Back to baseball.
Hey, at least we didn't drop into Suicide
talk
Squad.
When we're talking about whatever. Now, what is Suicide Squad? That's the first time I've heard of this.
I'm not a huge Suicide. Brandon's a bigger Suicide Squad guy.
This is the bad guy Justice League, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Justice has a bad side. That's what the tag. That's a tagline.
It's more or less the government's inside people taking all the bad guys that have been caught by all the superheroes and making them work for them.
This is the bad Legion of Doom with the Darth Vader mask, right? That work in the Darth Vader hospital. Is that what it is? I don't read a lot of comic books or follow it at all. But, I mean, it sounds delightful.
It's going to be a whole bunch of bad guys trying to destroy other bad guys. So. And then at the same time probably trying to weasel their way out of being involved in it.
All right. Well, thank you. The shirts are amazing. Your work is amazing.
Absolutely.
You're a tremendous graphic designer. And a world-class dancer. A lot of people don't know that.
You know, we learn lots of things on this show. And that's one of them for tonight.
And, you know, I'll go you one further. He's a kind and gentle lover. All right. Anyway, back to Michael Engel with his...
Back to Michael Engel. Did you have enough time to research what the most All-Stars
in
one...
Man.
Come on, man. We gave you plenty of time.
It wasn't in the binder?
It was not in the binder.
God.
Like Ryan,
you don't have you don't have the almanac there? The baseball almanac for 1994?
Killing.
No. See, here's the
thing. The most MLB All-Stars on one from one team in history.
Does that include coaches?
No.
No, we're going to go with playing personnel. Because if it was
elected, coaches aren't elected.
It damn near be this year because Ned Yost brought his
entire.
Stop the presses.
Nope.
David Leskie's in the house.
Get over here, David.
Is here.
You can just sit right here.
David Leskie. How's it going, man?
I'm good. How are you?
Fantastic, man. Much better now that you're here.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm
and
the
now
star
and
of the show.
That and that you've booted Kamler off the mic.
I thought it was warm outside, but nope. It's warm in here.
Warm in here now.
So here's a question, Leskie. The Royals in first place. They are not a perfect team. What's the most likely improvement they make to the squad?
You're already wrong. They're a perfect team.
Just enjoy the wins.
Yeah, enjoy the wins with a Z.
No,
wins.
I mean,
I wasn't even listening. What'd you ask?
What's the most likely improvement to the Royals in the second half?
Yordano Ventura and Danny Duffy actually pitching well. I think, you know, they're going to look at the trade market.
Right. Have to.
Yeah, it's just the fact is that there's out of 30 teams, there's 37 teams in contention. So
it's true.
It's not the easiest thing in the world to find an answer. And there's going to be a lot of teams looking at the same guys. I mean, who's the top target for every Royals fan? Ben Zobrist.
Yeah.
I would
argue Johnny Cueto is probably the target.
Position player, though.
Oh, position player, okay.
Yeah. Every single team wants Ben Zobrist.
And he improves every single team.
Right, because I think he can play all 17 positions.
It's true.
So,
First base coach included.
Right. I mean, there's a lot of Royals fans who probably wouldn't mind him replacing Gershley, to be honest.
There are quite a few, I would imagine.
I'm there. I'm right there with you.
So, but, yeah, I think the biggest improvements you're going to see are from Ventura and Duffy coming out and pitching like they were supposed to in the first half.
Duffy made his mechanical adjustments, and Ventura hopefully
– No, I know.
I'm not even an engineer.
Hopefully is back into form like last year. And then you also have Vargas coming back, so it's almost like you get – that veteran guy who can
well if Vargas comes back and
two elbow injuries, two DL stints
at some point, what he's got to have Tommy John, right?
Probably.
I don't know.
I mean, his injury history is what, all his shoulder, but that was years ago. That was early in his career.
Yeah, that was what, 2008.
Yeah, it was a long
seven
time ago.
Nine. I don't know, one of those years.
Probably well beyond due for something. I mean, not that guys are due, but. he's had two elbow injuries, so.
Right. So, I mean, there's, you know, he's at some point, you figure that that elbow is going into the night. I don't know.
Yeah. That would make sense. But you also have Chris Medley coming back.
Yeah, who I don't expect to start. But
right. But, you know, you can cover some of those two or three inning spots that they might need. But I think you're right. I think it's going to be Duffy and then Ventura and their improvement. Candler's making the announcements.
Free Shit in the Back was actually the name of my band in high school.
That's the name of my band. I heard your band. Yeah, it's fantastic stuff.
It was a
stuff.
Ska band.
Yes. You opened for Dave Matthews that one time, didn't you?
Yeah.
At Red Rocks?
There was one time, yeah, we opened at Red Rocks for
the opened DMB, for What Are We Doing?
And then I determined that he was just not good enough for me to open for or popular enough. So
I understand.
So I said, forget that. And that was our last gig.
There it is.
that was it.
That is the last you have that.
That was the end.
That Free Shit in the Back was ever heard from.
Yeah, so maybe one day we'll come back and do some big things. I don't know.
There's always a reunion tour.
And, you know, maybe the reunion tour will be Free Shit in the Front. I don't know.
Who knows?
It's hard to say.
One can only hope.
We have to replace some band members because, a couple of them are either dead or I don't know where they are, so they might be dead.
One of them may have choked on his vomit.
That's
certainly possible. Certainly possible.
Spontaneous combustion.
So I had to step away for a second to help Ned, fake Ned.
To corral the people.
A little bit. But so what did I miss? What did we talked about the Johnny Cueto thing. Did we
talk
about Zobrist?
Because
I wanted to add that I'm rather certain that Ben Zobrist would have waved Gordon home last October.
And Gordon would have been out, and then the Kansas City Star would have done 47 simulations about what would have happened had he stayed.
Had he stayed.
And
right.
If what Salvador Perez would have done when he got it.
Salvador Perez and his, I don't know what his playoff batting average was, but not
he
that
had the
great.
One against
he had the big
Jason
one.
Jason Hamill.
He had a decently important hit.
It was hilarious. What game was it earlier this season, Lesky? You beat me to it, where there was he had almost the exact same hit, and it was a tie ball game, and they scored and took the lead.
He's done it twice this year.
Yeah, and you tweeted out, you're like, oh, the Royals win the wild card or something, and I was I was gonna tweet, you know, like that looked familiar or something, and you did it much more smartly than
Twitter,
I did.
And since nobody's listening, I feel safe to say this out loud.
Do you have a way to back timestamp things?
No, I have a lot of tweets saved in drafts. And there are a lot of situations that come up that I'm just like, this could happen. This is going to be funny. And so I have it saved to a draft, and then I wait about 3 seconds so it seems a little more realistic, and then I hit send. Sorry.
That is fantastic.
Glass shattering everywhere.
That's the second thing we've learned this evening.
Life hack.
That's awesome.
Life hack, yeah.
It's amazing. We're about to get ready for the pregame, which – one of the things I always like is the introduction.
That's my, you know, I was on a radio. I did a radio spot in Columbia today, and they were the first ones to ask me this. Every year I get asked on spots, "What's your favorite part of the All-Star game?" And I think everybody always is like, "Oh, I love it." Wants to say, "I love it when they take the field." No, I love the introductions.
Yeah,
honestly, the All-Star game sucks.
Yeah,
it's boring.
Now it's awesome because we're going to see
Royals
the entire
like
Royal
25-man
roster.
Right,
but,
including Dusty Coleman.
Right, and hopefully he doesn't make a base running error tonight because,
late blooming superstar Dusty Coleman.
Was a phenomenal article about that on the worldwide interweb today.
Yes,
so,
both paragraphs were great.
It was. You know, I read that article and I laughed, I cried,
felt every emotion you could understand.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
A roller coaster of an article, if you will.
Yeah, it was, and you know, I don't want to pat myself on the back. So, Engel, can you pat me on the back while I tell people that I coined that term, and nobody gives me credit for
the Royal Coaster?
The Royal Coaster.
You did.
I think we did. I think we've given you credit
on
this show.
Podcast. If you listen to our podcast.
You guys have a podcast?
It's become... No. No,
oh,
no,
no.
Great. It's become like Kleenex now, where it's just kind of accepted
and nobody
really knows. But we did attribute it to you.
Rodolfo A. Kleenex actually invented the Kleenex.
The Kleenex.
If you were
interesting, Rodolfo.
Yeah, Rodolfo.
Yes, that's what I'm going to name my son at some point.
Also, I lost the patent to the toaster strudel.
Lost what?
He lost the patent to the toaster strudel.
Ah, that's Rodolfo A. Toaster Strudel that lost that one.
Well, yeah, and then it became, and then it went to Gretchen Wieners, the Wieners family.
The Wieners family.
The Wieners family, yep. Mm-hmm.
And none for Gretchen Wieners.
And that was your product branding history lesson from David Leskey.
Pretty much, yeah. That's what I'm here for. That's why I actually came.
We were hoping you would come for that very reason.
Yeah, and I think it was a good idea. I think people are learning a lot from me today.
You know, we're glad
they now learned.
I mean, let's get back to Johnny Cueto.
Johnny Cueto.
Big target. And I think it was Bob Nightingale,
okay. Cool.
I believe, said that three most aggressive teams for Cueto are the Royals, the Astros, and the Blue Jays. So I can think of nothing more fun than getting into a prospect bidding war with the Houston Astros.
With the best prospect system since the Royals.
I will say I have some sources who have told me a little bit different than that. The Long Island Ducks are actually considered a favorite to land Johnny
Cueto.
Is that
so?
Sure.
So
the Long Island Ducks.
Yeah.
They're an up and coming. They're an up and coming squad.
They're one of the Sugarland Skeeters have bowed out. But
I was really thinking.
I thought they had a
shot at
this year.
The Joplin Blasters.
Something like that. Yeah. Yeah. No, I think the Astros are not a team you want to get into a battle with. The question is. It depends on who values how they value Cueto. If they feel they need him, if Colin McHugh starts to pitch well, mm-hmm. they've got Keuchel, McHugh, and Lance McCullers. With Feldman coming back, maybe they don't
you
make
can get by with
push.
That. And they have a good bullpen,
right? And
so they're in a similar situation pitching wise, except they have those, two, three really strong guys.
Right. They already have that, and the Royals could have that, but it's just there's a lot of guys that need to step up. So it just kind of depends.
Let me tell you what I don't like. And that is the idea of, I heard on the radio on the way home talking about possibly, would you throw in a Kelvin Herrera or a Greg Holland to make a deal with Johnny Cueto?
No.
And I don't know that I'd like that because, it's incredibly impressive, and you gotta take solace in the fact that all the issues you've had with pitching, and you're still where you're at, 18 games over 500, first place, four and a half games, doing fantastic. And then there's also – they've worked so hard to build this team, quote-unquote, with the chemistry and all that. And you're kind of undermining that if you get rid of one of those big pieces. If you get rid of an all-star like Kelvin Herrera or Greg Holland, who was an all-star last year, these guys that – Yost said it himself. We pitched in the Game 7 of the World Series. So
here's my question, though. Why would the Reds need either of those two?
Yeah,
why are they going to sweeten
what
the pot?
What does an all-star
closer
who's approaching arbitration do for them?
Yeah, it's just if the Reds are trading off assets, then why are they acquiring Greg Holland? And so, yeah, I think if you're talking about a big deal, and maybe it's Cole Hamels, although why would the Phillies want him? So trying to think of another example. Maybe it's Sonny Gray. There's an example.
Yeah.
There you go.
If you want to get Sonny Gray and Billy Beane says, I will do it, but you got to add Kelvin Herrera, you say, thanks for everything, Kelvin. Have a nice time.
Right.
And, maybe that's not the best example either because of Kelvin Herrera in Oakland. But
maybe that's why they would ask for him.
Maybe they want to give him noogies in the clubhouse. But
who knows?
For guys you're renting, they're selling. So why would they want?
Yeah.
It. It's hard to match up with a team that's selling. With a major league ready player, because they don't need a major league ready player. They want a guy in double A who has star written
they
all over.
Want Raul Mondesi.
Exactly. And they want and Mondesi doesn't have to be traded. There are other guys who are not star quality who are very very solid players. And there's no reason why they can't be good, but I wouldn't add Holland or Herrera to a deal for one of those guys just because it's not feasible. It doesn't make sense.
No. And, ask Joaquin Soria how good an elite closer is on a losing team.
Right, and I mean, that's exactly. You see it right now with him on the Tigers.
Hey-o! There it is. There it is. That's the kind of stuff you're going to expect all show, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, here's the thing about the Tigers. I think it was Nick Cafardo from Boston was talking about the potential of a David Price trade.
I would give up Raul Mondesi for David Price.
Right.
Oh.
My question is certain.
You would give up your soul for
right.
David Price.
That's what I was going to ask.
You're not
my firstborn child, perhaps.
Right.
Right.
Like, you'd give up Rodolfo.
Rodolfo. Sorry, buddy. David Price is going to be a Royal.
How many of your worldly possessions would you surrender to get David Price on the Kansas City board for 3 months?
For 3 months.
Just 3 months. Maybe
I would take out. I would take out a second mortgage on my house.
Me personally, I don't own anything that they would want for David Price. So.
Yeah, if David Price wants to live in my house well, in his retirement in Kansas City, done. Done deal. David Price, you hear that?
Oh, but you won't let me stay there. You'll let David Price.
No.
Number two, David Price.
If you can throw 95 with your left hand, then I'll let you stay.
You know,
my house.
Jeff's gonna start sending out Snapchats to David Price on the toilet.
Hey, buddy, waiting for you.
Yeah,
when you're waiting on bay.
Yeah.
David Price would reject a trade to
this
the Royals
be us,
simply because of
David
Jeff
Price.
Burr in town.
You know, he's David Price. He's so close to dangling into that Peyton Manning territory, though. Of just, I don't hate the Tigers enough for it to be a true betrayal. But if he was, say, let's a Minnesota Twin,
what about a Cardinal? The
Cardinals. Yeah.
Cardinal would probably be the one, but they don't play the Cardinals, so it's not.
I play the Cardinals much as they play the AL East or West.
Well, true, but not as much as they play the Tigers or the Twins.
That's true.
So, but if he went to the Cardinals, that sure. might, I don't know, that might,
burning of,
would David Price and the Cardinals be worth a bobblehead burning?
Yeah.
I mean, any, probably.
Any Cardinals bobblehead is worth burning.
That's true.
In my opinion.
That is true.
Bo Hart bobblehead would be worth burning.
Yes. I would probably.
Pete Cosma. Yes. Yes.
I would draw the line at Stan Musial. I would not burn
okay,
a Stan
yeah,
Musial
that's
bobblehead.
Fair, that's fair.
But other than that, they're all fair game. Pretty
Maybe
much.
Bob Gibson.
Maybe Bob Gibson.
Bob Gibson's gonna, you know,
Yadier Molina, definitely.
Oh yeah.
I would only hope that they would actually impose the neck tat on the bobblehead, and then it would just be even better.
You kind of have to.
I don't know that you could leave that out, really.
Yeah. How do you know it's Yadier Molina?
What are your thoughts, Dave? You look like you were busy. You didn't hear.
I also just realized Cameron left his Twitter up in front of me, so I might have to take a little siesta from this for a minute
and experiment.
Excuse me.
So if you're listening to this and you were watching and there were some uncharacteristically smart tweets coming from the fake net account, then you know exactly
that
why
would
that
be
is.
Why those are the ones that got favorited the most.
But Dave, while you're hijacking the Twitter account, just nod yes or no if you have made a Yadier Molina bobblehead. Is it even possible to leave out the neck tat?
He's not paying attention.
What was going on?
Tweeting.
If you made a Yadier Molina bobblehead, would it even be possible to leave out the neck tat?
No, I think you'd have to leave it out.
You'd have to leave it out?
No, I think you'd have to leave it on. Sorry,
leave
I wasn't
it on. Okay.
To leave it
on. Okay, yeah, not at all.
I was just
not
waiting for some action.
All right, we got to keep this family friendly, guys. My parents are here.
Some guy just offered me a $10 bet pays $250 for Alex Gordon to win the MVP.
Of the All-Star game?
The All-Star game.
He's betting that Gordon will win the MVP?
No. Offered me an opportunity to turn $10 into $250.
If Gordon wins the All-Star game MVP.
You've got to do it, man.
I've got to do it.
You can't pass that up.
It's Alex Gordon.
You can't pass that up.
Right?
He will find a way.
What happened here? I wasn't listening again.
If you're not going to listen, give the headphones to someone who will, damn it.
I'm now concerned that maybe leaving my Twitter up on the laptop might have been a mistake around you three.
The thing is, we didn't realize it until literally 2 minutes ago.
Right when you walked up.
Yeah. Nothing happened.
How's that vodka treating you? It's cold, he says. Nothing like warm vodka, you know. So starting to fill in a little bit. We got a good turnout so far.
I think what we're gonna have to do when Ned Yost is on screen,
drink.
We drink one.
we're being flipped the bird here.
But it's just Craigers.
By the way, if you have collected tuition or if you need to collect tuition from Craig Brown, he is at Kelly's right now.
Yes.
He will write you a check for any school at any time.
We got to get him on at some point.
Yep. And the folks from Royals Review are here as well. It's like the meeting of the five families.
It is the five families of Royals. That's fantastic. That's fantastic. You know, just
today we
hey, by the way, I'm cordially inviting you all to a baptism tomorrow. Just so you know,
just
you're all invited.
Keep your plans.
It's going to be great. I promise.
Wonderful.
Don't make any plans after that, though.
Leave your. Masseuse door is unlocked.
I have to wash my hair.
Wash your hair. Okay.
That's all right.
That's unfortunate, but it happens.
But I'm saying, when Ned Yost comes on in the introductions, that's when we get the Let's Go Royals chant.
In Kelly's?
In Kelly's. for Nedio.
What about let's go Nedio?
That's difficult to coordinate.
That's difficult.
You're difficult to coordinate.
I am.
You want to talk a little non-Royals and talk a little Twitter for a minute?
Let's talk a little Twitter for a minute.
Do you guys have any fun?
We've already talked Batman v Superman tonight, so.
That's good. Do you guys have any fun trolls on Twitter?
I don't have a whole lot nowadays.
Other than me?
Right.
Yeah. Other than the three of us sitting right in front of you.
These days, I don't.
I have recently acquired a troll.
Really?
He didn't like that I had said something to him like 3 weeks ago, and now he comments on every article I write. Which is fine, because it means he's clicking them.
Yeah.
Sure.
So, whatever.
You got to get them clicks.
Yeah, and I'll take
get
it.
Get them clicks.
Yeah. Get them clicks.
So, you guys don't have any trolls?
No, not right now.
Not
I think
not
since
really.
I've been out of the blogging game, they just don't troll me the same.
Yeah, that seems fair.
I mean, you know, and the others, they've either blocked me or I blocked them or whatever, so.
Yeah, I stopped blocking people.
Me too.
Just because I like to keep track of the people I can't stand on the Twitter.com.
That's why I'm still
That's why following. I haven't blocked Kamler.
I feel like you should make a list. The should-be-blocked list. That's actually not anybody that's blocked.
It's actually listed under my mute list.
There you go. There you go.
So, yeah, you can see it. You can check that out right there.
Sorry,
I'm getting a text from a Major League GM right now. Also my girlfriend, not a Major League GM. I don't know. You just see it on television shows all the time. Oh, I'm getting a text from so-and-so, and I wanted to feel
like
that.
Like House of Cards, we can have it overlaid in front of you.
Oh, yeah.
Ba-ding, ba-ding.
That'd be great.
Ba-ding, ba-ding.
Yeah.
Ba-ding, ba-ding.
Right.
Yeah.
House That'd be wonderful.
Cards. So Arrested Development is a no-go for Michael Engel, but House of Cards we're okay with.
You don't, wait, hang on. No Arrested Development?
So we're here. There's a random shot of Brock Holt on the TV screen, right?
Brock
and
Holt!
Chris, exactly. And Mike, what? What? I said I'm going to have to do the show solo from now on.
I was busy thinking about Saved by the Bell more, I guess.
Saved
you might be an
bell.
Idiot.
It's fair.
You know what? To be
Here's
fair,
your sign.
Most people over the age of 50 don't watch Arrested Development, so that's why Engel doesn't like it. That makes sense.
That's true. That's a good point.
Really glad I brought the notebook today.
Yeah, did you see this? Did you see this?
What's going on here?
This is Kamler's Engel's research for the night.
It is.
Individually hole-punched, ruled notebook paper in a binder.
Are you planning on...
With handwritten stats.
Are you expecting on having your head in a toilet later?
Here's the thing.
Oh, it's actually just pictures of boobs on most of the pages, so...
Yeah, they're hand-drawn by Engel, but I can clearly tell
they're
boobs.
They're very lifelike. Very lifelike.
The shading is impeccable.
Nah, forget it. I was going to have a justification, but I just... There really isn't one.
You just got to roll with
it's
it.
It's fine.
You just got to roll with it.
Going to live with it. So I'm ready for the introductions. I remember back in the old days, the dark days, when there was only one Royals All-Star, you would just, like, wait, just anticipate that one guy.
And, like, then the moment's like 12 seconds.
It's like, oh, I got to see Jose Rosado.
Right. Well,
oh, I can't wait. Oh, can't man. Wait.
Yes. Or, you know, Mark Redman. Or
but on a serious,
Mark Redman was probably the greatest Royals All Star of all time.
I mean, if we're ranking,
we're being honest,
if
yeah.
we're going to rank them,
right?
But in all seriousness, though, the Billy Butler introduction in 2012 when it was here in Kansas City,
I cried
nearly
a little bit.
Nearly brought tears.
That
to
was
me.
I was I teared up.
Well, that
I mean,
whole,
that was fantastic.
Well, let's talk about that because 2012 was so special, and it's like it's one of those things that. You kind of forget about until you get to last year with the playoff run and how the city really got behind everything. The only time before that it really happened that way was in 2012 during that All-Star game.
Yes.
When you had not just the events in the city, but you get, you know, the Boo Cano thing during the Home Run Derby. You get Billy Butler's his introduction. You
the
get
Futures game sellout.
Futures game sellout. I mean, just... That was just one of those just uniquely special things that you look at it now, and I just recall at the end of it, they played this video which basically showed the highlights of the entire week, and I just, in the stands, I'm just sitting there like, that was pretty cool, like
yeah.
the whole week. And you didn't see it again until last October.
Yeah,
really.
Pretty much.
Kauffman Stadium's a cool place to be.
It really
I enjoy.
Is.
I enjoy it.
Especially when it's packed.
Yeah.
Like it has been most of the year.
Yeah.
Pretty
so,
much.
Dave, we kind of reviewed a little bit one of my bold predictions before the season started was that the Royals would reach 2 million fans. What do you think my chances are?
Idiot, they're only at 1.5.
Oh, God, I'm such an idiot.
Moron.
I screwed that one up.
Loser.
Loser. Oh, wait, they have 50 more games to play?
Oh, do they?
Or whatever it is,
40. Oh, man.
Well,
that means they only have to get like 25,000
so
at each one.
35 more. I have that in my notebook right here that I can look
Oh, look at that. Do you have your TI-86 with you that we can do some math if we need to?
You know what's funny about those? I was at Target the other day, and I happened to walk by them, and I thought, I'm going to look. I'm going to take a look at the graphing calculators. TI-83 is the same price it was 15 years ago.
Is it really?
Everything goes down in price. Everything, you know, the computer that you bought in 2000
right.
would cost like $1.82 right now.
My first computer was
it's like it's worse than your cell phone.
But it probably cost like $3,500 when you bought it at the time. TI-83, same price.
$120.
Same price as it was 15 years ago.
Damn.
I don't understand it.
Supply
I don't
and
know
demand.
That was,
it's, and it's funny, but what's even funnier than that is not only that it's the same price, but that the American school system, education system, has not moved beyond the TI-83.
I saw a TI-84.
There's an 84 now.
There's an 84.
I stand corrected. Well, there was always an 86.
Yeah.
There was even an 89 back in the day, but those were outlawed because you could give too many games on them in my high school.
Right. I played a lot of Snake on my graphing calculator.
A lot of Snake. Some Niblets action going on. we're getting
you
to
know
some,
it.
We're
it
starting to get to some of the introductions here. This is kind of the preamble
Johnny
to the
Bench.
Introductions. Johnny Bench.
Now, does Pete Rose's hair get its own introduction?
It definitely should.
Oh, man. We talked about this off air, but God, I hate Pete Rose.
What do you think?
He's just an idiot.
I was asked on the show I did today, my opinion is Pete Rose should be in the Hall of Fame, but never allowed around baseball.
No, I don't think he should be in the Hall of Fame.
Why not?
He's an idiot.
But it's also
because, like, I think the Hall of Fame is only, you know, to a point, is it worth anything? Like, do I need the Hall of Fame to tell me that Pete Rose was maybe arguably the greatest hitter of all time?
No.
No, I don't need that.
But
do I need it to tell me he had 4,126 hits or whatever it is?
You currently have a Hall of Fame that does not have its leader in all-time hits and all-time home runs inducted.
Yeah.
That's true.
To me, the Hall of Fame is a representation of baseball history.
Good and bad.
Okay.
No matter if a guy was on steroids, if a guy was on greenies, if a guy was betting on the game, if a guy cheated on his wife, if a guy beat up small children, whatever the person did, what he did on the field is what's recognized inside the Hall of Fame at Cooperstown.
Yep.
That's the way I see it.
Which is why
I think Pete Rose should be in the Hall of Fame, but never allowed around baseball.
But see, he's being banned for what he did on the field, though, theoretically speaking. You
yes.
know, like, whereas, and the only other precedent for that, Shoeless Joe Jackson, right?
Yeah.
And, I mean, same deal.
But he wasn't banned while he was on the field. And maybe this isn't the best example in the world, but let's say Ty Cobb were to play today.
Right.
He would not play today. He would be suspended.
There's because he was a gigantic a-hole.
Right. And so, to me, I think you got to put Pete Rose in the Hall of Fame.
I can hear that argument.
By the way, while you guys are talking,
assembling
on the field in Bank, what the hell is it, Great American Ballpark, are some of the greatest ball players of all time. That big red machine.
The big red machine.
It looks like they're reassembling all of it, and it's just some of my favorite ball players growing up. Pete Rose they're talking about.
This will be an interesting.
Now, Ingo, when you were a kid. Did you enjoy the Philadelphia Athletics?
No, they weren't around yet. We were talking about the New York Knickerbockers.
The St. Louis Browns? You
sure.
were St. Louis
the
Browns
St.
fan?
St. Louis Browns
the
were...
The Boston Trolley Dodgers.
Okay, great. Just
Pete Rose.
My number,
oh, there
my,
he is.
My
there,
number,
there he
when
is.
I played baseball when I was a kid, though, my number was 14. So that is a bond that Pete Rose and I share.
I wore number 34 because when I played for a team that just issued whatever jersey they had and whatever size they had, and
right.
I wore an extra large. And so I just kept 34 throughout my playing career from that point on. Man, Pete Rose, that if he doesn't have a hair dye sponsor, he needs to get one today.
You would think
so
he would have that under
Dark and Lovely
law.
Is
Cam
probably
Meyer,
looking for
to,
a spokesperson.
You're going to have to answer this question. Who has a larger forehead, Pete Rose or myself? Or secret option 3, Peyton Manning?
Oh, wow. That's...
I'm going to take the hat off. I'll take the hat off.
Sophie's choice.
I'm going to go Pete Rose.
Did you get a good
I'm
luck?
Go Pete Rose. I mean, your number 14 compadre I wore number 18.
I was heretofore undefeated in the forehead contest.
I wore number 18 because we had 14 kids on the team and four coaches, and they always had to give me the largest shirt, and they numbered up from one.
Twinsies.
So my entire career, I was either 16 or 18,
there you
depending
go.
On how many kids and coaches we had. And so whenever I saw Billy Butler, 18, I was like, you know what? He had the same thing going on. So
wait.
Or 16.
Yeah.
16, sorry. Like 16.
How quickly they
I was
it.
Getting confused
gonna,
for
I'm
a second.
I'm
going to
have another drink. I'll be right back.
Because you need it. You need more. More alcohol,
actually,
camera drinks, the more
drink.
Likely is to kiss
so
you.
I will return shortly.
We want to give some away? Are we giving some away yet?
We have give away a date with Michael Engel.
Ooh.
No.
Nobody wants
no,
that.
No, okay.
Not good.
I would bid on that.
I know you
I'd
would.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
I would bid up to $3.50.
About
tree fitty.
All right, so what's our first giveaway?
We're going to probably have to do multiples at a time, I think. I don't know. We got a bunch of shit. I mean,
we
stuff.
Have a lot of stuff.
We got a stuff, a bunch of stuff.
It's called swag.
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 We got.
We have enough people with tickets and.
Caps. We got a Platte County Landmark coffee mug.
Pass.
Which is a desired. We should probably give that away first so nobody can give it back.
I wouldn't give away a projectile weapon.
A retro Royals jersey.
Oh, very nice.
Right there, right.
That's nice.
My shorts, which we don't really.
Wow.
In case I wanted to change clothes later.
I will bid up to $9 for that.
A couple of Monarchs hats.
Nice.
Those were a giveaway from 2004.
Our Time shirt.
Oh, my.
Which was talking about the All-Star game and not contention.
Another Our Time.
Of course, yeah.
It's classic, isn't it? It's a good one. It was Our Time, wasn't it? Those were simpler times. And also a Hometown Heroes shirt of some sort. You want to just have people like pick stuff? Or ooh, this is a good one, though. Kelly Green Royals hats.
And Kelly's Westport Inn.
And Kelly's Westport Inn. We'll maybe give those away last. Those are pretty sweet.
So is it still a no on the date with Engel?
No, that's fine.
Okay.
That's last.
We'll have to do that maybe last.
After I filled up the bar tab.
That's the grand prize for sure.
Right. Yeah, let's give away a shirt.
Give away a shirt. All right, hang on.
Give away a shirt. Oh, they're doing introductions.
I like introductions. I'm going to watch those.
I like the introductions, too. Let's let the introductions first.
Introducing the AL Reserves.
Brock Holt.
Brock Holt!
Brock Holt!
Boo! Chris Sale being introduced into a rousing road of booze. Compelling podcast right here. Hey, Jeff!
David Price.
It's your boy. You okay? Jeff's pretty happy. David Price is on his thing.
Hey, Moose! There we go. Wade Davis. Three of the six Royals who will be on this roster. Brian Dozier.
Brian Dozier, who's just the biggest whiny baby on the face of the planet. He asked like six times to be picked. That's not how it works. Just get picked.
Get your fans behind
just
you.
Just don't suck. It's not that hard.
Minnesota's good.
Oh, good thing they didn't put any Yankees in the world. Oh, wait, there's plenty of Yankees in there. Well, they didn't introduce the coaches of the AL team.
They must have skipped them.
They skipped the coaches. Skipped. They snubbed the coaches. Don Wakamatsu.
Rusty Kuntz. Roldis Chapman. The new StatCast stuff is pretty amazing.
The top 30 fastest pitches.
Fastest pitch, and it's literally a Roldis Chapman every
103, entry. 103, 103, right. 103, 102,
and it's 101. An awesome resource, but it's also like, well, that page tells me nothing.
Turn the page.
It tells me exactly what I knew, that he throws very hard.
D. Gordon, son
of Tom Gordon.
He's the what? He's the son of Tom Gordon?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. His brother, Nick Gordon, was a top prospect last year.
I had no idea.
Ned Yost, Ned! Baby.
Let's go Royals! Let's go Royals! Let's go Royals!
Did I just start that off? It's pretty weak. That wasn't wild card
no.
type.
that's
or clincher.
The clincher was a whole different environment. Josh Donaldson was a leading vote getter because Canada.
Because Canada. An entire country had to group
right.
together to beat us.
That's what it took.
Pujols. Get it?
They
get it?
No. Nice.
That's funny. Pujols.
I get it.
That's hilarious. Nelson Cruz.
Lorenzo Cain is coming up.
Yeah! Lorenzo Cain. What a beautiful smile. It's a sexy man right there. If you like
he
men.
Looked a little confused. This should have been Alex Gordon.
Should have been Alex Gordon. Alex Gordon spot.
Yep.
All of the sexy
He's
right
out
here.
The bullpen.
Salvi!
Jose Altuve. Altuve. Also about 5'3".
He is one Altuve tall.
He
a lot
is.
Of people don't know that.
This is a fact.
One Altuve. Hey, Alcides! Escobar.
Grounds a double play ball to Fercal. He's been busy tonight. Altuve in the middle of the double play. It ends the inning, and the crowd's upset because Billy Butler of the Royals was in the on-deck circle, and they won't see him yet. Royals, number 16, Billy Butler. Chant for the hometowner, the Kansas City Royal, Billy Butler, batting for David Ortiz. Brian Lehair from the Chicago Cubs in the game at first base, and the left-hander Cole Hamels, who's 10-4 from the Phillies, pulls the string and has Butler in the hole 0-2.
Cole Hamels with one of the best change-ups in the game.
Another free agent to be.
Yeah, pretty impressive the way the crowd continues to bring back Billy Butler. Marvelous.
Here's the 0-2. Just got beat. You said it during the break, just the way these fans have had fun. Really, from the beginning, they've been into the action, and they have had fun during the breaks. To the count, that's inside. These fans dying for winning baseball here in Kansas City, and it seems like they're getting there. It's been a while since 1985 when they won it all, but they have a good young nucleus, and they love Billy Butler here tonight with the ovation before
prolonged.
And then when he came to the plate. One ball, two strikes from Cole Hamels. Hard hit, backhanded pick by David Wright, one out.